It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Morneau. Good morning. Authorities have announced investigators are looking into possible embezzlement at Deming High School. The Deming Headlight reports school officials, police, and the New Mexico 6th Judicial District Attorney's Office announced they are investigating possible embezzlement of student fees and other funds over several years at the high school. Police are giving few details. On the Tuesday Health Watch, most cases of acid reflux are treated with over-the-counter meds like Tums or the purple pill, but those remedies advertised on TV don't always work. Sam Baker talked about acid reflux with Dr. Christian Mayorga of Parkland Hospital and UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas.
At the very end of the esophagus, right where it meets the stomach, there is a muscle that acts as a one-way valve. So when we swallow food, this valve opens to allow for the food to pass into the stomach. And when we're not swallowing, this valve closes to prevent what we just swallowed or ingested from going back up into the esophagus. So acid reflux is that sensation or the act of acid that's formed in the stomach coming back up into the esophagus where it doesn't belong.
When you start to get sort of that feeling or that liquid that backs up maybe into your throat and it has that kind of odd sensation to it, is that the acid?
Right. That is one of the symptoms or sensation of reflux. It's normal for this to happen. What is not normal is for this to happen frequently and for the patient to develop symptoms associated with it.
What are some of the other symptoms?
Probably one of the most common is heartburn. It actually has nothing to do with the heart. It's a sensation in the middle of the chest, which happens to be where the heart is, but is also where the esophagus is. And it's often described as a burning sensation or a painful sensation.
Acid reflux is also referred to sometimes as nighttime heartburn.
Acid reflux can occur at any point in the day. It tends to be more pronounced at nighttime simply because a lot of the things that we do influence the symptoms. What a lot of patients do is that they eat dinner fairly late in the evening, 8 o'clock on a Friday night. You go out to eat, you drink maybe a glass of wine, and then you go home and you get into bed. And so you have a stomach full of food and alcohol. In some cases, and you're lying flat. So it's a lot easier for the stomach contents, what you just ate, to reflux or come back up into the esophagus, leading to the symptoms of nighttime heartburn.
You call it a disease. How serious is acid reflux?
It is so common that we don't necessarily consider it a problem unless they become a daily occurrence or the symptoms become severe, at which point interventions may be necessary to control the symptoms.
So at what point would you see a doctor then?
If you become dependent on taking over-the-counter antacids, for instance, Tums or Rolaids, Tagamet or Zantac, those are the H2 receptor antagonists, and proton pump inhibitors, the purple pill, Nexium, Protonix, and you're not having control of your symptoms, or the same dose that was controlling your symptoms before is not working anymore.
It's not working. Yeah.
The other thing is if you develop what we call alarm symptoms that we consider indicators of something more serious that may be going on.
For instance, like what?
For instance, difficulty swallowing or pain when you swallow. That is never normal. The tricky thing is that bad reflux or bad heartburn can in and of itself cause inflammation of the esophagus, something we call esophagitis, and that alone can cause difficulty swallowing. But in the most severe forms of reflux or heartburn, there's a condition called Barrett's esophagus where the lining of the esophagus changes the type of cell that is lining it. And this we consider to be sort of a precursor to the development of cancer of the esophagus. So the bottom line is don't take these symptoms lightly. It's fine to take these medicines as needed, but don't overlook symptoms that we kind of describe, the difficulty or painful swallowing. If you have unexplained weight loss, things like that, you really want to seek out help because it may be a sign of something more serious happening.
All that said then, what's the best way to avoid acid reflux?
A lot of our interventions are lifestyle changes. Mm. If you suffer from predominantly nighttime symptoms, avoid eating when you're about to go to bed. Okay. Really, you want to leave 3 hours or so before you go to bed so that you don't go to bed with a full stomach. The types of foods that we eat, So caffeinated products, carbonated products, certain foods like garlic, onion, spicy foods, all those things contribute to acid reflux and the sensation of heartburn. Smoking can worsen the symptoms, and obesity is a major contributor to reflux diseases.
Dr. Mayorga, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Stay updated with the latest news by keeping up with KRWG on social media. You can like us on Facebook. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at KRWG. We're on YouTube as well. Subscribe to the KRWG News YouTube channel. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.